Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time for City Matters. If it matters to you, it matters to the city. I'm Tom Davis, and we have our usual suspects. I mean our cast of characters here today with us. Mike Bailey, City Manager. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tom. I'd say we're all the above. Usual suspects, cast characters. We're playing checkers here. Nobody wanted to sit by me, I guess.
Well, just looking at your listing.
He was looking at my... Oh, yeah, Keith is up next. So.
Yeah, there we go.
But we're not that far. But was,
I don't want Chief's chair, so I'm going to trade him.
He didn't want the corner,
though. Yeah, everybody likes the corner. Everybody likes to get away from the camera, Tom. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that. They just keep shifting that way. Keith wasn't quick enough. He said, sure, and here he is.
Put him on the spot.
Short straw, short chair.
That's right, short straw, short chair. Oh, man. Well, good morning. I think this is the first time I've seen you this year.
Yeah.
We did a program. No, I was on vacation, and it was last year.
Yeah, it was.
It's only the 10th, so this is...
Well, you ain't changed much in a year.
No, I haven't. I'm still the same miserable being I've always been.
Oh, my now. Come on.
Well, it's good to see you. Happy New Year.
And to you.
Well, we, unfortunately, over the New Year holiday, we had a pretty somber time.
Yes, we did.
Between Christmas and New Year, we lost two friends. Mm-hmm. One of them was Brenda Kislak, and Brenda worked for Jason downstairs in utility billing. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, Brenda seemed to be beloved of not only her coworkers but also of her customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the case, but we've had a lot of comments and a lot of calls and a lot of people reaching out to us about her that they really appreciated her and loved her. She was young. It was tough to lose her. It happened pretty quickly, and she left behind a husband and a daughter and the rest of her family, and of course all of us. So we're still in mourning over that. We had her funeral on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Had great turnout. I think Jason's entire department was there along with a bunch of the rest of us. So had to say goodbye to a friend, and that was sad enough. But honestly, I think she had passed on. Jason, was it Tuesday or Monday night? Monday night or Tuesday night?
It was Monday night.
And the next day, somebody that three of us definitely knew well passed, and that was Ed Gordon. That was a former city manager, a good friend to all of us. And of course, he meant a lot to our community, not just as a city manager, but he was also a pastor at Trinity Baptist Church. He was a Bartlesville boy. He was a little bit, I think he was a little bit like me in that he grew up here and then he got away and then he came back because he chose Bartlesville again in his future. So
a lot of people do that.
I know. I always thought that was a cool story. That, and like I said, it's a lot like mine. You know, I graduated high school here, got out of town, and couldn't wait to get away. And of course, then you get older and it's time to have family, and we couldn't wait to come back. So, and I think Ed was exactly the same way. So unfortunately, Ed had lost his wife shortly after the two of them had retired. And so I think we can all rejoice in their reunion. I know that he missed her terribly, but our prayers are with his family and with his city family and everyone who loved and cared about him. And there were a lot of us, I promise you. He was quite a man. He meant a lot to me. He was a mentor to me, and honestly, I think of Keith and I both were promoted by Ed Gordon. In fact, Keith and I both replaced Ed Gordon. Keith replaced him out in Public Works, and I replaced him in the city manager's office. So I think that I won't speak for Keith, but I'll speak for myself. He at times saw things in me that frankly I didn't see in myself. So I was grateful for that. I certainly would not be where I am today without him, and I will miss him dearly, and I think we all will.
Yeah. He affected a lot of people in the city. I can speak for him. I've known him probably since he started here. I was actually here before he was.
You were, you're right, yep.
And he affected a lot of lives within the city of Bartlesville to the good, yep. Employees and citizens alike. He did a lot for a lot of people in this town. He was really a great man.
Yes, he was. It was hard to see him go, wasn't it, my friend?
Very hard to see him
go. It was hard to see him go. But I will tell one story that kind of wraps up Ed Gordon. Ed was taking his own measurements and preparing to build his own, and I won't refer to it, a coffin. He was preparing to build his own coffin because he wanted to be buried in an old pine box, is what he said. And so his son had asked him not to. Dad, don't do that. Don't make your own. And so Ed got on his computer and, sight unseen, bought his coffin from the old pine box. And it was in New Mexico, I believe. And his granddaughter, unfortunately, had had her senior trip canceled because of COVID. And so he called her up and he said, "Honey, I have your senior trip. I've got our vacation. We're going to New Mexico."
Oh, God.
"Paul, why are we going to New Mexico?" "We're going to pick up my coffin."
Oh, no.
Wasn't it? I couldn't think of a more perfect story. So he took three of his grandchildren to New Mexico to pick up his coffin and then turned it into a vacation. They spent a week and a half and wound around. And anyway, he was something. And there was, I will tell you, our lives have become a lot more predictable since Ed left the city of Bartlesville, haven't they? For all of us.
I was thinking about him today, Mike, and I was thinking he'd always had these sayings. Of course, there's several that
in
my mind.
Yes, some
of them. He used to always tell me, he said, "Keith," he goes, "you don't always get what you deserve, but you always deserve what you get." How true is that? How true is that?
He had several of them that I had to look up. There were several of them I had to look up. One of them he always swore was a railroad saying, and it turned out to be, but that wasn't how I took it initially, and it was a saying that, "This is going to be tougher than cutting the nuts off a frog."
Mm-hmm.
It's a railroad saying. Don't get excited. It's a railroad saying.
Federal Communications Commission. That was a railroad saying.
One of my favorite that I commonly used back on him was, he would say, "It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission." And I always remembered that when I did something I probably shouldn't have, I would remind him of that.
You and me both. And in fact, I changed it, which he didn't appreciate, to say that I always told him that he told me it was better to ask for forgiveness than permission. He said, "No, it's easier." that is not how I recall it. So yeah, Keith's right. He was certainly a fount of wisdom and enjoyment and surprises. Always
certainly
surprises.
Is.
So he'll be missed. That was truly, I think, a man that we all thought a lot of. So we will certainly miss him. But he did a great job of preparing all of us. And preparing the city of Bartlesville for his absence, obviously, at time of his retirement. So we've been able to do all right, but it's just not going to be the same without my friend. Oh, and with that, we'll actually talk business. So
let's do that.
Last Monday, we had a city council meeting. And that night, we did several things, but the one that's probably the most notable to the public was that the city executed a non-binding letter of intent with the First Christian Church. And this essentially lays out the terms by which we would accept their building, which they would like to donate to the city of Bartlesville. And primarily their intent is that we would convert it to a convention center.
Mm-hmm.
So we executed a non-binding letter of intent, which sort of laid out the terms by which we would accept that. And there was a couple of things that were important in it. One is that by May we will either have decided to accept it or not, or we will notify them. So we'll either notify them in May that we're going to accept the donation, or that we would request an alternate use rather than a convention center, or that we're not going to accept it, or if we need more time, then we have the ability to convert that to a lease, and that way we take over the operations and maintenance of the building during that period of time. And it'll give us a little more time to evaluate what we're going to do.
A lot of options, a lot of flexibility.
I did. I think it really was a great letter of intent. It's a fantastic building, and its location makes it ideal for the city's use. Mm-hmm. We just needed more time to determine what that use would be. The original concept, of course, was as a conference center, and we currently have, in fact, it's going to go out today. We're issuing a request for proposals for a consultant to come in and evaluate Bartlesville's need for a conference center. And as part of that, they'll also examine that building, and they'll examine our existing conference centers, and they'll propose solutions if there is a gap that needs to be met as far as conference center. They'll propose solutions, and so we'll look to them to guide us, whoever our consultant is. We'll look to them to guide us on whether or not that building would be appropriate for that. or if we have other options, or if we don't even need a conference center. So that was honestly the reason that we needed just a little bit more time, is we want to work through this so that we make the right decision for the city of Bartlesville and the citizens of Bartlesville. So, but that was Monday night, and like I said, there was a lot of things we did that night, but that was probably the one that was the most interest to the public. And speaking of interest to the public, I have Mr. Keith Henry here. He's been my co-chair of the morning on our roast of Ed Gordon. He would appreciate it, that wouldn't he? He and Red would both
appreciate
that.
There's a story there too, but we won't tell it today.
Not all of them can be said on the airwaves, can they?
That's right.
So, but Keith, you've got several things coming up that you want to share with the public.
We do. Residential cleanup coupon. We've had several calls. Again, it's first of the year. People are looking for those coupons in the mail. They typically will come out in your water bill. We have started putting those in the bills, so if you don't have one in hand, you should be getting one shortly. So just hang on, they are on the way. They will be the same as they were last year. They're issued at the first of the year. They run through December of the year, so you've got all year to use the coupon. Again, it will come in your water bill, and it's good for one free trip to the landfill. So what the coupon's intent is for citizens of Bartlesville to be able to clean up their property, get rid of those unwanted items. If you've got that old couch laying out there, or old hot water tank, some item that you've had to hang on to and you can't get it in your normal residential trash collection, this is an opportunity for you to collect those materials, load them up in your pickup truck or a trailer, and take them out to the Osage landfill. Present them with this coupon and a copy of your water bill, the current water bill. They'll take that out there, take your information, allow you to go in and dump your materials out there for free. So the city will pick up the tab for that. Again, there are some materials that we don't collect, and that's because the landfill doesn't take those items: tires, batteries, hazardous materials, wet paints, complete structures, loads of gravel. I've tried to write the coupon close enough to eliminate some issues that we've had. Again, the coupon's for you to clean up your property, some unwanted items that you had. It's not to tear your house down or restore your driveway.
Right.
So we've got some limitations.
They made sticks.
Yeah. We tried to limit to usefulness, but again, we want people to use these coupons and take advantage of it. Get out there, clean up your property, get rid of those unwanted goods. And again, those are coming out in the mail as we speak. I think we're on like a weekly billing cycle now, so within the next month you should have that. If you don't have one in hand, contact my office or the billing office downtown and we'll see what the problem is, or be sure to get you one. Mentioning trash collection, we do have a holiday coming up again. Monday is Martin Luther King holiday that the city observes, so our holiday schedule will be in effect. So if your trash day is Monday, well, guess what? We're not going to be there. So you're lucky, but we'll be there Wednesday. So
right.
Once you figure it out, you're not too late. We'll be there that following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday. Right. So that makeup day is always on Wednesday. So
Of that week. So for people on Monday and Tuesday, it's pretty easy. If you missed it, we just put it back out on Wednesday. If you're on Thursday or Friday, you got to plan ahead
then
a little
really
bit.
Then you really missed it. You missed it.
You got to plan ahead.
You did.
Yeah, we heard about that from Lisa.
We actually have a lot of calls. I might mention during the Christmas holiday, I actually was out running one of the trucks. And again, just to remind people, it's good practice to always have that card out there by 6 a.m. I recommend the night before, but especially during the holiday season, we have these makeup schedules. We have different drivers in, relief drivers. We have the routes get ran differently. So we're kind of like the postman. They get used to seeing us there at 11 o'clock or 9:30 or whatever, but the ordinance is 6 o'clock. So make sure you've got it out by 6, because we may come by your house at 6:05. We get lots of calls. You missed my trash. You go, you don't normally come to 11 o'clock. Well, today you came at 8 o'clock. So try to get it out there at 6 o'clock. That's the best practice. Some other things I noticed when I was out on the route is 5 foot of clearance. We really need that clearance between those carts to pick them up. When that arm goes out and the claw is open, it can't get a hold of the cart if it doesn't have at least 2.5-3 foot on each side of that. So we want 5 foot clearance around the cart on both sides to pick
safety
it up.
Sake.
The lids need to be shut and no extra trash stacked on top of them. Do that to keep from the trash from getting scattered and lost on the ground. The trash is your trash till it gets in my truck. It's yours. So we'll practice those ordinances of keeping the lids shut and keep everything in bags. Bag all your trash that way when the cart does dump into the truck, if it's a windy day and you've got loose paper in there, it's going to blow all over your neighborhood. You don't want that. So put the
and
stuff in
your neighbors
in
definitely
and
don't
your,
want that.
And your neighbors definitely don't want it. So
you don't want to be that guy.
Just a few reminders there on the holidays as they come up. You know, get it out there at 6 and, you know, follow those existing ordinances, and everything will work out great for both of us. One other thing I thought we'd mention while we're talking today is our recycling program, Replenish. We've had lots of calls about Replenish organization, which is running the recycling site down at 10th of Virginia now, the old City of Bartlesville drop-off site. Program seems to be accepted really well. Started on November the 15th, and when I looked this morning, it says we've collected a total of 33,000 pounds of material since they've opened. I know from just witnessing it, it seems to grow every day. Yeah. Every day that it's open, it seems to get bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably collecting 30 bags a day that the Replenish is coming and picking up. So the site is open. We've been in communication with them. We are going to, they've requested, and we're going to help them with changing some signage down there. There were some issues, I guess. They're having a little bit of issue with contamination in the recycling. Just telling the difference between the plastics is one of the biggest things.
That's the key.
Yeah. So you've got your PET1s, your HDPE2s. Well, that gets all confusing to me, especially all the people.
I agree.
So they've got some new signage that we're in the process of working on this week that we will be changing out down there that does have a little better photography work on it, tells what they do take and don't take. It also has a QR code along with the sign, so you can take your cell phone up there, scan that little QR code. It'll take you to that site or take you to that particular product, mm-hmm. tell you what they take and all the information you need to know about that product. So kind of excited for that to happen down there. People are very interested in the program. Growing really well, and it continues to grow, so we're excited for Replenish, and the program seems to be working well for both parties, and we're excited to see it continue and grow as we move forward.
It's been a great partnership for us in particular.
It has been.
We were, as has been documented a number of times, when the Tulsa, what do they call it, materials recycling.
TRT, yeah, the Met. And
once that had experienced that fire, we didn't have anywhere to take our materials. So we were grateful to Replenish when they came in. Went through several different iterations of a possible agreement, and ultimately they landed on this host site arrangement that they're doing, not just with us, but there's host sites throughout town.
Mm-hmm.
And so feel free, you look it up on their website, and there are a number of sites. There might be one that's closer to your home, so you don't just have to use us now. So I really think they've managed to offer a lot of options that we weren't able to in the past. And so we're excited to have them here, and we really are looking forward to the continued partnership with them on that.
I don't want to jinx this, but it's getting toward middle part of January. We only had a little bit of snow.
Tom's just trying to jinx us. We've already had this conversation today.
Keith already gave you the shh earlier.
I'm enjoying the sunshine that I witnessed out the window here.
Yeah,
at the radio
me too.
Station.
Yeah, and so Keith, that is a good point, though. The street department is always ready.
Always.
As soon as we start getting into snow season, they get the equipment set up, they're ready to go. And then how do your guys get notified that they need to go out, that the roads are typically getting slick?
Well, as we were visiting this morning, a police chief is here with us today. They are actually very essential in our response. If it's during operating hours normally for us, obviously we'll go out on our own because we're on the streets. But if it's an after-hour situation, typically we will get dispatched through the police department. We can get citizens' requests, but even those will come through the police department because they're after hours. So we rely really hard on the police department to let us know when the conditions warrant us to get out there on the road. We want to be efficient. You know, a lot of times I see the state out, and we don't do the brine treatment and things because of the rains, and it washes that off. And typically our events a lot of times start with the rain. So we normally just a salt-sand mixture. So we want to be as efficient as we can and respond and make everything safe, but yet we don't want to be out wasting material just slinging it all over the road. So we rely heavily on the police department, and they do a great job. The officers are always out there 24 hours a day. So when the bridges and overpasses start getting slick, we'll get that call and say, hey guys, the roads are getting slick. And Lance's guys, they prep the truck usually early November, and we always keep usually two at least loaded and ready to roll at that point forward. We do use those trucks every day in other work related duties, so we'll keep a couple of them that are ready to respond when we're needed. And so if we get that call, they're ready to go out.
Super.
and hopefully, in spite of Tom trying to get us,
I don't want to revisit.
They won't be needed.
I'm afraid before the winter's over, they'll be needed.
I'm sure they will be. You're right.
One other thing we might mention real quick, Mike, is Sooner Park Christmas tree mulching. Bobby and the guys at the park department offer that service every year, and probably most people are familiar with it at the top of the hill where you would turn into Sooner Park to go to the swimming pool. We have a little fenced-in area up there, so you have a live Christmas tree, Christmas tree, not a real plastic one, but a real Christmas tree, a wood one.
Now them are sticks.
Yeah, you can drop those off out there, and if you've been out there, you'll notice the pile's a little large. Our mulching machine is actually broke down now.
Well, it's easy to spot then.
So yes,
it's easy to spot the location.
So just go ahead and dump it in the pile. As soon as we get that up and running, we'll get those mulched up, and then citizens can collect that mulch if they want to use and make good use of it.
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it. All right. And he had already sort of passed the torch to the chief, who's sitting in the corner over there. And we're going to go ahead and officially pass it to the chief. Chief, you've had more excitement, I think, than the police department cares to have here in the last week.
You know, I would challenge your definition of excitement.
It was exciting for me.
Yeah.
I also wasn't out there.
Yeah, not so much for us. But yes, you are correct. Last Wednesday, at about 3:15 in the afternoon, we got a report of what appeared to be a pipe bomb near the Walgreens on South 75. And it turned out that those reports were correct. It was indeed a pipe bomb. And our officers, the people who called it in, acted very appropriately. Our officers responded in a very timely manner. And then we, due to a great relationship with the Tulsa Police Department, we were able to contact them, and very quickly they got their bomb squad up here and took care of that device. Our department is still the lead agency. The ATF is working with the evidence that was collected, so we'll get some answers to some questions that we don't have about who and why, and we're working with some of those local businesses in that area to get video surveillance footage as well. So we encourage anyone who has any type of information to call dispatch, the non-emergency number, and ask to speak to a detective in regards to this case and provide any information that they can. But very interesting, for sure.
It was in the parking lot, correct?
Was it
near the building?
It was on, actually, the little walkway up to the building.
Okay.
So there was like a little pickup. Like you can drive your car and you can call and pick stuff up.
Yep.
Not the drive-through, but you pull into a parking slot, and then it was just like right there on that little walkway. So it was very close to the building and very close to the parking lot.
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully we're able to get the answers needed on that and find out who is responsible and what exactly they thought they were doing.
You know, the first time, so I've been here a little over 3 years, it's the first time that we've had a for real pipe bomb.
We've had several not for real,
but right.
We get those often.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that was our first for real one.
Correct.
So, all right. Well, thanks, Chief. Now, on New Year's Eve, we talked about this. I actually saw you on New Year's Eve. I invited all your guys over for, we'll just call them ABTs, which was jalapeno.
They were very hot.
They were extremely good.
Very hot.
But I did discover that everybody that night, except for one, is not a pepper belly. I really needed some help eating those things. I'd made way too many, and there was four people. Chief brought three with him, and I think between the four of them, they managed to nibble off one of them.
Yeah, but I bet their sinuses were clear.
Very hot.
But that night, you were actually giving rides to essentially anyone who had requested it. And in other words, don't drive impaired. Call us. It's better to call us and have us come get you and take you where you want to go rather than us meet you out there and take you where you don't want to go.
That's correct.
So, but you guys had a pretty successful evening. And how many did you take this year?
So we took seven. Seven people took us up on the Arrive Safe event, and all seven were a lot of fun to be around.
I bet.
it was fun. That night, we only had one person arrested for DUI. They should have called us.
That's a pretty good ratio.
It is.
We gave seven safe rides, and we took one person somewhere they didn't want to go.
That's correct. There was one traffic accident that day, but it was way earlier in the day.
It's fantastic.
It was just probably the same traffic accident that could happen today.
Anytime.
It had nothing to do with alcohol or the day. It just was an accident. So it was a really good night. And as a matter of fact, there was only one person arrested on New Year's Eve in the city of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. It's a good night.
It was.
That really is a good night.
It really was.
We probably have more than that arrested on an ordinary evening.
Oh, absolutely. So. Absolutely. I recall a Monday not too long ago that we had some bad stuff happen, and it was a nothing Monday.
Yeah.
So to have one person arrested that entire day was pretty good deal.
We appreciate the citizens of Bartlesville for celebrating responsibly.
Absolutely.
We certainly have no issue with people celebrating New Year's Eve, and we're grateful to them for doing it in a responsible manner.
Yeah, you know, that night we were listening to the radio, obviously, because we were driving around waiting on people to call us, and there was not a lot of stuff going on the radio. So people were being very, very responsible, yeah. And it was a little bit cool that night. No snow, thank you, Keith.
But, yeah.
No thanks to Tom.
But it was too cold to be outside. Yeah, no thanks to Tom. But it was too cold to be out. It was too cold to be out running around for sure. And the people of Bartlesville, as typical, they were very responsible. So we really appreciate that.
Good.
Appreciate that. Now, Chief, you got one announcement here, and then we're going to let Jason close us out with a bit of good news.
So. Yep, Citizens Police Academy will start February the 17th. It's a 12-week academy every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to apply, we're taking applications until January the 31st at 5 o'clock. We're going to limit it to 20 people this year. So if anybody wants in, don't wait, because it will fill up very, very quickly. So again, February 17th start, January 31st application deadline.
It's a great program, and I know that this one will be a success as well. So thank you for taking the time to do it, provide that service to the citizens so that they get to experience law enforcement in a little different way than some people do. So. All right, Jason, I think we have good news again.
We do. Sales tax the collection for January was up almost 16% over prior year's collection. That's going to equate to about $262,000 over last January.
Tom's making a face, and he's not on camera, but he's making the exact same face that I am. I don't think I'm on camera either.
No.
Wow.
It is, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, obviously, well, I mean, there's several factors in that. Obviously, stimulus money,
yep.
Maybe people sitting on money throughout the whole pandemic.
Some degree of inflation, of course.
Some degree of inflation, but still, expendable money is expendable money. Whether
and the inflation could. Yeah, you're right, because as inflation goes up, yes, it costs more to buy those things, but you still have to spend the money.
Yeah,
and
if you only got $100 to spend last year, you only got $100 to spend this year, so it doesn't increase your amount.
It's been
spending money, but you know that I've partnered and been partnered with Oklahoma City Treasurer, and they have a good program to load our sales tax collection of our data, and I'm trying to get that put together so we can actually see what areas we're seeing these increases in. So,
so hopefully the next time we're here, we can give a little bit more specifics.
I don't know. I'm not a pro at Microsoft Access. It's taking me a little learning.
I said hopefully.
Yeah, maybe my next one.
So. Let's hope his computer doesn't get a virus.
Yeah.
It's been on the fritz.
Here he is trying to curse us again.
I know.
We're going to have snow and computer viruses by the time this week's over.
I'm fine.
He's killing me. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking time to share this information with the public this morning. And as always, Tom, thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for putting up with me.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K.